Hiya, you're listening to Quarantine, music for the end of the world and the rest of your life. I'm Eric Christopher Perry, who's ready to dance away the weekend. It's Friday, June 16th, 2023, and as we get ready for a big weekend ahead, we thought we'd take you out with a little 1970s soul music. And if you've been listening to Quarantine all week, you might be able to guess that we're going to feature the vocal stylings of Sonny Till. Throughout the remainder of his lifetime, he always had some sort of Orioles project going, bringing that classic doo-wop sound to generations to come. In 1977, Till formed the last version of the Orioles during his lifetime. In 1981, Sonny Till died of a heart attack, but the group kept touring all the way up to the late 90s, a tribute to their great musical leader and friend. To my knowledge, there is no current Orioles touring group right now, at least that I'm aware of, but a new musical created by Michael Allen Harrison and Alan Berg keep the sounds and the stories of the Orioles and Deborah Chesler alive. It's entitled Soul Harmony, the story of Deborah Chesler, Sonny Till, and the Orioles. It premiered in Portland, Oregon in 2015 and features many of Deborah Chesler and the Orioles' greatest hits. You can find their original cast recording on Spotify. While Sonny Till will always be known as the archetype for doo-wop and new R&B sound, he also was a sought-after solo artist and completed many recordings in that fresh new Motown sound, in between reincarnations of the Orioles. Flying underneath us is I Gave It All Up by Sonny Till. It was recorded in 1973 and released on Clown Records. Sonny Till's voice had so much versatility and his musicianship was bar none. Not only did he understand the nuances of the vocal stylings in this particular sound, but he was exemplary. An artist that makes their mark in a particular style of music runs the risk of getting pigeonholed, given how many versions of the Orioles existed with Sonny Till at the center of its orbit. It's fair to assume that was his only musical outlet. But wow, does he sound incredible on this recording. And it makes me wonder what else hasn't been unearthed from the Sonny Till archives. Is there any Sonny Till new wave out there? If we find it, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, here's to the Orioles and the legacy that they've left behind and the indelible mark they've left on popular music here in America for decades to come. Music heard today, courtesy of the Internet Digital Archive and YouTube. Links in the description. Hi, Ranny. Quarantine comes to you by way of podcasters for Spotify, formerly Anchor.fm. Please make sure to rate, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Quarantine is hosted and produced by me, Eric Christopher Perry. You can learn more about me at my website, ecpmusic.com, or Quarantine's website, quarantine.org. It's great to be back at it this week on Quarantine. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week. A preview, Folk Tales, Fables, and Feasts, Stravinsky's Renard, Carmina Burana, and more. Have a great weekend. I gave it all.